The U.S. and U.K. have enjoyed a strong relationship for centuries. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ray Raymond, professor of government and history at the State University of New York, Ulster, explains the reasons for keeping such close ties with our friends across the pond.
Since World War II, the United States and Britain have enjoyed a truly special relationship. What has held that relationship together? Our research suggests seven elements. First, the US and UK have shared a common commitment to a liberal world order based on an individual freedom, democratic government, and the rule of law. Second, we've enjoyed a unique intelligence relationship sustained by a network of institutions and consultative arrangements established by Roosevelt, Churchill, and Truman. The famous Enigma code-breaking success during World War II is but one example of this partnership, which has continued in secret, addressing a range of global security threats. Third, we've enjoyed a strong military partnership dating back to World War II and the Cold War. Since 1991, for example, US and British armed forces have fought alongside each other against common adversaries to good effect. Fourth, we've enjoyed a close diplomatic relationship which has given the United States a proxy seat in the European Union's decision-making. British influence has helped keep the EU less insular and more willing to support US foreign policy. Fifth, we've a shared legacy with nuclear weapons. Together, during World War II, we built the first atomic bombs, and today the US and Britain deploy identical Ohio-class submarines armed with Trident missiles. This is a relationship of unprecedented intimacy that provides the nuclear component of NATO's deterrence strategy. Sixth, we invest more in each other's economies than any two other countries. And finally, the United States and Britain are like a family in that we can overcome even the most passionate disagreement and move forward together, united by our commitment to each other, and because no other alternative is conceivable.
That was Ray Raymond of SUNY Ulster. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.